Good day, Mike Powers, and this is your KWIN News. The Dade County Board of Commissioners is launching a new community outreach series called Coffee Talk with the Commission. The first session will be from 9 until 10 this morning at the historic Dade County Courthouse. The meetings continue each Tuesday at that time. Commission Chairman Don Townsend says the goal is to provide a welcoming space where residents can learn, ask questions, and engage directly with commissioners and county staff. Initial sessions will focus on SPLOST. Of course, that's on the May ballot for renewal. Residents will have the opportunity to learn about how it works, how the funds will be used, and what renewal could mean for Dade County. The meetings are open to the public. Again, that starts at 9 o'clock this morning. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Northwest Georgia coming up Thursday the 19th, according to the White House. The president will appear in Rome in Georgia's 14th congressional district. The White House says he'll deliver remarks focused on affordability and the economy, followed by a visit to a local business. During a recent press conference, President Trump referenced the ongoing special election for the open 14th district seat. In a post on Truth Social, the president announced his endorsement of Clay Fuller, former district attorney from Dade County. The visit comes as early voting continues for the special election. The White House says the trip will highlight efforts to raise real wages and accelerate economic growth. In Marion County, during their first meeting of the year, the Marion County Board of Mayor and Commissioners voted down a proposed resolution that would have given the county commission authority to approve or reject subdivision regulations already passed by the Planning Commission. County Attorney William Gudger says the resolution would have opted the county into a state statute allowing final approval authority. In a 12-2 vote, the measure was defeated. In Kimball, the Board of Mayor and Aldermen unanimously approved the renewal of two Air Medcare Network memberships. The community-wide membership will cost $7,602 annually, paid monthly. The coverage for city employees and firefighters totaling about $2,225 for 2026. In Dade County, the Board of Commissioners will host a groundbreaking ceremony for the new Elections Building on Georgia Avenue in Trenton. That'll be at 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 25th. The facility will serve as the permanent home for county election operations. Construction will be overseen by Robert Roberts LLC of Chattanooga with a projected cost of about $1.79 million. That's significantly less than the original estimate of more than $3.2 million. The project is funded through SPLOST revenues. The ceremony is open to the public. Region tournament continues for the Lady Wolverines. They advanced after defeating Coosa 41-38 last night. They'll face Gordon Lee this afternoon at 4 o'clock with airtime at 3:45 here on Classic Hits KWIN. Following the girls' game around 5:30 or so, the Dade County Wolverines, the number 3 seed, take the court. KWIN will continue full regional coverage all week long on 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, and the KWIN app, the home of local high school sports. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.